This is WUWM's Chuck Quernbach. The State Department of Health Services, or DHS, has released the names of Wisconsin nursing homes with an active COVID-19 public health investigation. That means at least one resident or staff member has recently tested positive for the coronavirus. One case prompts an outbreak designation and a review of the whole facility. Some patient advocates thought DHS would hold a news conference Wednesday to release the nursing home names, but that did not happen. Earlier this week, the department's deputy secretary, Julie Willems Van Dyke, talked about why the state is distributing the data that some families barred from the nursing homes have been seeking for weeks.
We are at unprecedented times where family members do not have the ability to go in and see their loved one in a nursing home for their own protection. And so we are working to increase transparency of where there may be disease. In most cases, family members are going to already know this because the nursing home has already contacted them.
The state has been reporting the number of COVID-related deaths at long-term care facilities like nursing homes, assisted living facilities, and residential care apartments. Currently, it's more than 175, or 43% of all COVID deaths in Wisconsin. The new figures show there have been 46 public health investigations at nursing homes. 38 are still active. By our count, about two dozen of the active probes are at homes in southeastern Wisconsin. They're taking place in Milwaukee, its suburbs, and in smaller cities. Attorney Mitchell Hagopian has been following the issue for Disability Rights Wisconsin. He says the state's figures are helpful, but insufficient because they don't show the infection rate, the number of positive COVID cases compared to the population of the nursing home.
You'd want to know, you know, if you have a serious problem there, and if so, where are the staff people who work there during the day going after work, and what is the potential spread outbreak beyond that facility, frankly, so it's a community problem.
Hagopian says the state also doesn't indicate what's going on at very small care sites.
There are actually tens of thousands of people in the community, 1 to 2 bed facilities, 3 to 4 bed facilities, and we don't know kind of what's going on in those facilities. We hope that the infection isn't rampant there. We don't think it is, but we don't know.
Hagopian acknowledges nursing homes have made a lot of adjustments because of the COVID-19 pandemic. He says he's a bit surprised there are only 38 active investigations out of more than 300 skilled care facilities statewide. John Vandermeer represents long-term care sites. He's president and CEO of the Wisconsin Healthcare Association and Wisconsin Center for Assisted Living. He says facilities with a case of COVID should not be painted with a broad brush of providing bad care. Vandermeer says the sites do everything they can to control infections. He says the COVID-19 pandemic is not just a nursing home problem.
This is an everyone problem. Positive cases of COVID can occur in any situation in which there are congregated individuals. And this has been evidenced by a lot of different professions and situations in which people congregate.
Vandermeer says long-term care facilities have been transparent about outbreaks with patients' families, local public health agencies, and other need-to-know groups. But now, with the state's release of the nursing home investigations data, the general public has a better idea of what's taking place. Chuck Quernbach, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.